Hey, it's Randy Miles. I am in the studio with Lonnie Hunter.
What's up, beautiful?
I am so glad to see your face again.
I know, right? We just left each other the other night. But it's all good.
Vegas was wonderful. We got a chance to see each other. It's like a big old family reunion.
Absolutely it is.
Every year that that we're there. But while we were there, you had a crew with you.
Yeah, man.
What is going on?
We were taping some B-roll for the new television show that's coming out in June. Mm-hmm. It's the Lonnie Hunter Variety Show. It is unbelievable. Nothing like it in the industry so far. Yeah. It's not a Sunday's Best, and it's not a Bobby Jones type show. It's very much a Jimmy Fallon type, Ellen type talk show.
Man, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it like crazy.
Yeah, so you were there getting some stuff for your show. And tell everybody what network is going to be on.
I am in Detroit right now because it's going to be on the Impact Network. Yes, sir.
Detroit
Every
Zone.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay, so Saturdays?
Saturdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. They gave me a primetime slot.
That's you can gonna be good.
Go in and get your rest with me and get up for church in the morning and all that kind of
so
stuff.
So you'll have guests, you'll do interviews.
We'll do interviews,
fun
guests.
Stuff.
Comedy shows, we're yeah. doing barber competitions, we're doing fashion shows, we're doing cooking segments.
Wow.
I mean, it's all kinds of young entrepreneurs,
yeah.
Authors, dancers. It's variety.
Oh.
So it's faith-based,
yeah.
but it's not a church show.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I
so like Valentine's Day, we'll have people who do love songs, that kind
okay.
of thing. You know, it'll be very, very themed,
yeah.
but definitely something that the industry can be proud of.
I am really thrilled about that because that's just right up your alley.
It really
that
is.
That kind of thing.
I'm excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So you also have your music that you debuted last year at the McDonald's Inspiration Celebration.
I did.
With Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Yeah, man. And it has gone so well. Thank you for all of the love and support that you have given it. Days of Elijah, it is still available and still doing well. So much so that we haven't put out another single on top of it
yeah.
because it's still, you know, got traction.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's something that you don't find a lot.
I think
that
it's a great classic,
mm-hmm.
but to and choir music, which I'm so grateful to hear choirs again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to have an element of just the legend.
I know, right? And I'm talking about not a legend and you have to be compensating because she doesn't sound like she used to. We're talking about a legend who is still singing her face off.
Right.
Right.
Come on.
That Vanessa Bell Armstrong has not missed a beat. When she came in for the recording of this and I sat there and listened to her do this song, I was like, there are no days like the days of Elijah now. It was crazy. I'm so appreciative that she decided to do it for me because it's just a different song. It's a newness to it.
Right.
You know, and I wanted something that people, since they knew the song, Charles Jenkins had done it.
Yes.
Donnie McClurkin had done it.
Yeah.
And if I wanted people to reconnect to it, it had to have some newness to it.
Yeah. yeah.
And she gave it that, and the track we put on is kind of a go-go track, and kind of younged it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Every worshiper in the house, come on, stand to your feet. Let's do this one together. Say it.
Yeah.
Lift your voice.
There's nobody,
yeah.
nowhere.
searched all over.
Take it up and sing with me.
Things going on. You're going to be back on the road doing some stuff as well. So I know you're going to stay busy.
Yeah, the year is crazy. And I'm so grateful to how God kind of orchestrates this because, of course, I'm a single father and my youngest boy is 15.
Okay.
So he, of course, lives with me. So I try to be at home as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And the way God has orchestrated this is everything that I'm doing, I have control over the schedule of it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's I work good. Home. All of my radio shows that I do from home.
Right.
And so Monday through Thursday, I'm at home.
Okay.
To school, from school, basketball practice, basketball games.
The pop
and then
thing.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is my road days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm back for church on Sunday.
And you got two grandbabies.
Yes, sir!
Welcome
Not
to the
from
club.
The 15-year-old. Let
no,
me just
no.
make sure that's out
Let's
there.
Let's just make that clear.
right. I have two daughters. One is 32 and one is 28, and they both had babies 1 month apart.
Yeah.
So I got a grandson and a granddaughter out
Come
the deal.
Come on with the
yeah,
matching set.
Yeah, man. I know, right? Yeah, so I was like, thank you for doing this all at one time. I can get it over and done with.
Right.
Yep.
Well, welcome to the club.
I know. You are grandmama extraordinaire.
Yeah, I got the daughter. So many girls.
Yes.
So many girls.
Oh, did y'all hear that tone quality? Good. That's funny. That is funny.
Oh, well, thank you so much for stopping by. You know I love you.
Oh, thank you, Randy. I love you, too.
Lonnie
From
Hunter.
Day one.
Oh, I know, man.
I know.
We've had each other's back, right?
When the show was here, when the Lonnie Hunter show was here in Detroit, Detroit showed the show so much love. Mm-hmm. And much of what they liked from the show, like Clues and Categories and the talent show, we do that live on
the
TV show.
Wow.
And when you see this live, it is incredibly funny.
Well, I'm going to have to come to a taping.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely
I'm
do.
I'm going to make a trip.
How about you co-host an episode with me?
Ooh.
Would you ever do that?
I would love to do that.
We clown for real, Randy.
Yeah, I would love to. You know I don't hold back.
Detroit, would y'all like to see y'all own Randy Miles co-host a segment of the Lonnie Hunter Show? Matter of fact, not a segment. How about you co-host one of the whole shows?
Ooh.
Yeah, how about we do
I
that?
I would love to do that.
Let's do it.
I would love to do that. Well, thank you so much. Where can we find you on social media?
Lonnie Hunter Music is everything for me. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm mostly on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you want to connect with me, you know, Instagram and Facebook. Is probably the best.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Love you, Mama.